You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
When I heard that, I was kind of thinking to myself, that was so weird, because my husband always asked me to go to Florida or something for Christmas and back in the day. And I was like, oh, I don't want to go to Florida. I want to be in the Northeast with snow and everything. But then when I got down there and I watched them have like Santa parades on the water and stuff, I'm like, oh, I could take it. And I also love that little bit of warm weather. It's just so great. We are in a warm spell. Tonight, a chance of rain mainly after 4 a.m., patchy fog after 4 a.m. as well. Otherwise, cloudy with a low about 42. Periods of rain mainly after 8 a.m. on Thursday. Rain could be heavy at times. Patchy fog before 8 a.m. with a high about 54 tomorrow. Thursday night, periods of rain before midnight, then a chance of showers, mainly between midnight and 4 a.m. Rain could be heavy again at times with a low of 43. Slight chance of showers before 1 p.m., partly sunny with a high of 50 on Friday, and then partly cloudy with a low around 30 on Friday night. Mostly sunny all day with a high of 38 on Saturday, and clear with a low about 26. That looks like us on Saturday night. Sunday, sunny with a high of 43, partly cloudy with a low of 30. And then partly sunny with a high of 50, and then mostly cloudy with a low of 39 on Monday night. So we're going to go over real quickly to a couple of our sponsors' commercials, and we'll be right back.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Greetings, oh, once again.
That's our own New Jersey rock star, Bon Jovi. Love that song. Such a great video, too. And so today, you know what we're going to do? I'm going to talk about a little bit of what's going on around town and locally and also with the state of New Jersey and so on. Just some interesting tips for you. So let's start off with, I don't know if you noticed last week or not. This is great, okay? There is it's a mom. She's they call him a mom-trenure now, like not mom Entrepreneur, which they used to call him, but now it's like entrepreneur, only mom-treneur. And I mentioned her before. She's actually going on ABC tomorrow, so I want her to break a leg. Her name is Nadine Savino, and she created this product called the GCAP, which is a common problem-solving product for parents, basically kids spilling their bottle drinks all over the place. And so this is like a story of inspiration, because we're going to just have a nice, lovely hour or two here. I'm going to play some Christmas music, and we're going to talk about things that are interesting. And if you have anything on your mind, feel free to call me here at the station. It's 908-237-0410. My name's Jeannie Murphy. This is Talented People. And we're just kind of talking about interesting things. And this one woman in particular, she's just so cool and inspiring. She basically has this child, Giovanni. That's where the GCAP comes from. And they were out and about, and she ordered a chocolate milk for him in a little bottle. And as you know, most of those bottle caps, you know, are standard size. So when she got the straw and was putting it into the, you know, chocolate milk, she was thinking, oh God, the carpet, and he's all dressed up, and I don't want this to happen. So the next day she like left, went to Michael's, and she was looking for like a silicone type of product that she could take and put over the cap to mold it in and then stick the straw through it, have it safe, and then actually protect it from spilling. Okay, I think that's pretty cool. And so she decides to go get a patent, and so or a patent for it, and she doesn't know anything about it. So she learns about the patent process. She goes through all of that to get the patent. She's at the point now where there's retailing involved. She's a really big rock star, and she's a very important person to watch, because her product is something that you would see on the side of a 7-Eleven. It's an impulse buy. It's a gift. It's a stocking stuffer. You can't even describe the practical uses for this. She came on Princeton Television's Talented People television show last week and was just talking about it, and it was so much fun to hear her story. I'll share that with you on this radio station, Talented People Radio, from the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce office, streaming live across the nation. Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is the only radio station that we know of in the chambers that actually has a radio station studio as lovely as this one. And I love it here. I've been here about 3.5 years now, and I really appreciate you guys listening in. I know that there's a lot of you out there that do the downloads and so on, and we hear about that and we get your feedback. And I just want to take this moment to tell you that I'm very grateful for that. So when, you know, we can share the love, let's just let everybody know about it. So Nadine basically, you know, gets on this rock star, you know, patent, running around, starting to understand the world of the parenting consumer products thing, which is not an easy thing to undertake. And then on top of it, she went out and opened up and experimented doing a Kickstarter campaign. So if you go online at Kickstarter, you could look it up. It's GCAP, again, for Giovanni, her son. He's 4 years old now. Basically, she went out and she was trying to put the campaign out, requesting about $1,000. She was really looking for feedback, and she ended up overachieving her numbers by almost double, like at least $1,700 or so in a matter of like 3 days. So what an awesome, you know, way of telling you. If you don't know, and you're, you know, always asking your friends and family what they think of your ideas, to go forward with it. And I thought it was interesting, because through our public relations company, and we've seen so many people go out and do these kinds of things, and a lot of people don't do anything, and a lot of times they don't, because they look at it like there are certain penalties and so on if you don't achieve your numbers. But what I thought was interesting about her is that she made her number more about, again, an experiment to see if people really liked the product and how many people would support them in their mission. And she ended up with over like 37 different backers at the time I last checked. That was about a week ago. And then on top of it, you know, like I said, she's going on ABC tomorrow for a tape show. We'll be able to share that with you as well when she gets back. So I'm just calling out to her, saying break a leg, as they say in that world. And let's go to our next song by a New Jersey rock star, Bruce Springsteen. Happy holidays. Excuse me. Yeah.
Bells will be ringing.
Done, Bruce. That was so much fun to listen to. I hope you're enjoying our holiday special here. We're going to do this week and next week. Just play a couple Christmas songs and kind of check out what's going on. So stand by. We'll be right back. It's Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. Hope you're having a great day.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Hideen Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement, like will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hideen Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hideen Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Talk about the Santa Choice Awards and the Mariah Foundation.
The Santa Choice Awards program represents and evaluates over 23 different categories of products, from pets, family, as you expect, toys and games, all the way out to apparel, jewelry, just for men, perfect gifts. And our award program actually was designed to be a destination where anyone in the family can go to find the best gifts for Christmas. Mm-hmm. So why don't you tell about the process?
Well, it's almost like a Consumer Reports website where whoever the manufacturer will submit their product, and they will submit four samples. So two will go out to independent reviewers, and one will stay in-house for our executive review team, which we have a really amazing board of people that are all parenting, international parenting experts. So we're very excited about it. And then the other one will go to the Mariah Foundation, which is a charity, 501(c) pending organization that is going to distribute all of these products to underprivileged children and families
during the holidays and otherwise during the year. Mm-hmm. So we're asking you to take a look at this image and to look for it on the products that you buy for the holiday season.
Yeah, if you see this seal, Santa Choice Award winning seal on the product, then you know that it's been tested and approved by Santa.
Can't ask for more than that.
Well, good.
All right, so this is Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. It's about 3:22 on December 16th already. Hope you're having a nice day. Just want to let you know that today we're kind of just enjoying the holidays, kind of bringing it in a little more because it's only 9 days away to Christmas. And if you're running around and you haven't had a chance to stop, drop and roll kind of thing, we're going to rock and roll some of New Jersey's best talent. We heard Bon Jovi, we heard Bruce Springsteen, and now this one's going to make you cry, okay? We all love her to death, Whitney Houston. I hope you enjoy the song.
Do you know what I know? In your palace,
Welcome back to the show. It's 3:26 already. We're going to go to our half break hour, or I guess a half hour break, whatever you want to call it today. This is Talented People. It's about it's December 16th, and we're listening to some New Jersey rock stars' Christmas carols. I hope you're enjoying them. We'll be right back after news and weather.
This is USA Radio News. I'm Melody Burkett. The Federal Reserve is raising its key interest rate for the first time in nearly a decade. The Fed's policymaking arm announced today it is raising the federal funds rate by a quarter point. The Fed has kept interest rates near zero since late 2008 in order to prevent a market panic after Lehman Brothers declared bankruptcy and insurance giant AIG needed a massive bailout. U.S. officials are spending more time analyzing social media while vetting immigration cases. Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson commented on the new policy today. The Obama administration has been criticized for not routinely analyzing social media communications and visa applications. One of the shooters in the recent San Bernardino melee came into the U.S. on a fiancé visa. Tashleen Malik reportedly offered support for jihad in private Facebook postings. This is USA Radio News. I'm Melody Burkett.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. Just back from my accountant's office. I have to tighten my budget.
Staples has super low prices every day on everything for your business.
Really?
It'll satisfy the stingiest CPA.
Mine's a real Scrooge.
Yay, Sam.
No, his name's Scrooge. Dave Scrooge.
Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything every day. Plus free shipping at staples.com. Get more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See staples.com for details.
Get your Plenty card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No, you get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
One media analyst was surprised by some of the questions in last night's debate. Senior correspondent Jason Wirt has more.
Tim Graham of the Media Research Council was disappointed by lines of questioning from CNN moderators in last night's debate. He told USA Radio News the questions were phrased in a way that turns off voters.
The Republican audiences don't like questions that seem designed to start a mud wrestling match. Republicans sense that's a way to cause the whole party to look bad.
Graham was especially surprised by the confusing questioning of supposedly conservative talk show host Hugh Hewitt. I'm Jason Wirt.
President Obama will visit San Bernardino on Friday to meet privately with families impacted by the recent mass shooting there. White House spokesman Josh Earnest said the meetings will be private and no public remarks are expected. And jury deliberations continue today in the trial of a Baltimore police officer charged in the death of Freddie Gray. This morning, the judge rejected the deadlocked jury's request for witness transcripts, saying they had not been entered as evidence. This is USA Radio News. I'm Melody Burkett.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. There's still time to save big for the holiday season. Check a few names off your list with gift selections for your friends and family, like home decor and jewelry, toys, and gift baskets with new items arriving this week. Plus, we have plenty of gift cards for all. So hitch up the sleigh and head to Sam's Club or samsclub.com because holiday shopping just got a little bit simpler. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
Now with reaction on last night's Republican presidential debate, USA's Russ Jones talked with USA Radio Network CEO Floyd Brown, who was there.
The GOP debate found several candidates fighting to solidify their second-tier position behind frontrunner Donald Trump. USA Radio Network's CEO Floyd Brown said the leaders in the race are becoming clear.
Senator Ted Cruz and Senator Rubio really doing their best to stake out that position behind Trump. And I have to admit that I think Ted Cruz had the better of the night.
Earlier in the evening, the lower polling Republican presidential candidates sought to gain traction.
Mike looks very presidential, and I would be surprised if by the next debate he wasn't on the main stage.
And during the CNN debate, frontrunner Trump confirmed he will not make an independent run if he does not get the nomination. I'm Russ Jones.
A little good news when it comes to kids with appendicitis. A new study shows that antibiotics can be a safe and effective alternative to surgery in many children with appendicitis. It's a big issue in the U.S., where nearly 200 children a day are hospitalized for the condition. Dr. Peter Menechi of Nationwide Children's Hospital in Columbus, Ohio, led the research and says uncomplicated acute appendicitis can often be treated using antibiotics alone. However, he says children with an extremely swollen or ruptured appendix will still require surgery. For breaking news, we're at westernjournalism.com. I'm Melody Burkett.
Okay, hope you're having a great day. I'm Jeannie Murphy as Talented People. It's about 3:31 on December 16th. Happy holidays. Thanks for listening in. If you happen to be in the New Jersey area today, I'm going to give you some of the weather forecast for Hunterdon County particularly. Chance of rain tonight, mainly after 4 a.m. Patchy fog after 4 a.m. as well. Otherwise cloudy with a low about 42. Periods of rain all day on Thursday, and then could be heavy at time, by the way. High about 54. That continues through Thursday night. Rain can be heavy again at times with a low of 43. Slight chance of showers before 1 p.m. Partly sunny on Friday with a high of 50. And that is partly cloudy again with a low of 30 on Friday night. Saturday, mostly sunny with a high of 38. And then mostly clear with a low around 26 on Saturday night. Sunday, high again about 43 and a low of about 30. And there's Christmas week coming up. And I heard that it's supposed to be like 67 degrees on Christmas Eve and 65 on Christmas Day. So I'm in studio again today, just kind of sharing with you some Christmas joy, hopefully, listening to some New Jersey rock stars Christmas carols. I don't know. We got through Bruce Springsteen for one. We got Bon Jovi. We got Whitney Houston, which again, oh, can't believe it. And then we have now the Jonas Brothers. And they made their debut as Disney Channel stars, you know. And they actually quickly became one of the bands that sold over 8 million copies worldwide. So let's listen to their take on Christmas here.
Every year at Christmas, all I can see are pictures of the things I want around the tree. But this year's a little different. I'm not thinking of myself, so my prayer for this Christmas is for somebody.
How could that happen? Sorry about that. I'm having a technical difficulty day to day. I will tell you that there's another one. Frankie Valli's New Jersey born resident. And I'm not sure actually where he lives now, but let's listen to his song.
Christmas
Get that
Eve, so cold and dark. Old Saint Nick dropped into the park. In place of cookies, what did he find? Five tiny gift cards all in a line. The presents laid out. His job was done. Now it's Santa's turn to have some fun.
Gift cards online and receive a $10 game card free.
Of a white
Love Frankie Valli. Love the Jersey Boys. All about it. I have another one to share with you. This is kind of fun, actually. I'm doing a little research, as you can tell. That's why my technical difficulties are happening. Unprepared. That's my first problem. But anyway, okay, so in this, like, 101.5 actually put a list of the top 10 New Jersey rock stars, and I'm actually following along from there. They did the bio thing, and I'm putting on the songs. But the Shirelles, actually, were from Passaic, New Jersey. And this is, like, so wild. They were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. The Shirelles were the first girl group to ever hit top Billboard 100 with their song Will You Love Me Tomorrow. Now, if anybody out there doesn't know that song, even though it was many, many years ago, that is a shame. But we're focusing on Christmas carols right now, and so this is by New Jersey artists, the Shirelles. Again, let's listen in. It's called Blue Holiday. All right, welcome back to the show. I just had the pleasure of talking to the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce President, Chris Phelan, and he's just such a great guy, and he made all this happen here with the radio station, and I'm just very grateful. I'm grateful for you guys listening in. I think we're having a nice time listening to Christmas carols here. I really hope you are. It's 3:41. Now, it's kind of funny because we're going through these New Jersey artists, mostly the rock stars or so that we know, and their holiday carols and so on. And I did not know that Paul Simon, oh, I love him so much, was from New Jersey. He's from Newark. Singer-songwriter Paul Simon began his career in 1964 as part of the international duo Simon and Garfunkel. He later developed himself as a solo artist, earning 13 Grammy Awards for his combined duo and solo work before being inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So I'm looking over here, you know, how many beautiful songs he has. So let's listen to this one called Getting Ready for Christmas Day. Never heard about it before. Hold on.
With night
right back.
Specials starting at 5 p.m. now through Thursday. Like wool blend and down coats for her, only $69.99. Men's sweaters from J.A. John Ashford and Jeffrey Bean, $15.99. Take 30% plus an extra 10% off mixers, blenders, food processors, and coffee. Boots from Style & Co., Rampage & More, only $17.99. And Charter Club Super Soft Robes, $24.99. Don't miss Macy's Night Specials. Plus earn plenty points. Plenty, lots of points, lots of places, one rewards program.
Okay, that was just awesome. I never heard that song before. Paul Simon, he's actually from New Jersey. Newark, I had no idea. Having so much fun looking at this 101.5 Top 10 Famous Singers in New Jersey post. I'm going to go to a quick break here. This is Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. It's already 3:47. I cannot believe it. I'm going to go to break, put on three commercials, come back, share Frank Sinatra's song. Oh, it's so special. You're going to love it. And then continuing through the 4 and 5 hour, I'm going to actually open it up to some of my favorite songs, even if they're not New Jersey based, because we've hit the top 10. I'm going to go back and play that Nick Jonas song that we got cut off on, because it is him. It's not the Jonas Brothers, but it's him. And it's a very special prayer. I loved it. And then I got it cut off because I wasn't paying attention. Sorry about that. All right, we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, celebrant officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the Chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Okay, welcome back to the show. This is Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. Thanks again for listening in. Just wanted to remind you what we're doing today. We are listening to, between the 3 and 4 o'clock hour, which is coming up rapidly ending, New Jersey rock stars that have awesome Christmas carols, and top 10 of them. We've got it pretty much down. And now we're going to listen to Frank Sinatra. All right, this one's for you.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay.
Make the Yuletide gay.
From now on, our troubles will be miles away. Here we are as in olden days, happy golden days of yore. Faithful friends who are dear to us, gather near to us once more. Through the years we all will be together, if the fates allow. Hang a shining star upon the highest bough, and have yourself a merry little Christmas now. The fates allow. Hang a shining star upon the highest bough, and have yourself a merry little Christmas now.
Oh my God, that's such a beautiful song. They're all just amazing. They're tear jerkers to me. So I hope you're enjoying them as much as I am. He had like 10 million views on that song on YouTube, which is absolutely incredible and deserved. But they all are. So I'm going to go back right now because I wanted to make sure that you got to hear that song again that I was playing, that I was so into, from the Jonas Brothers, Nick Jonas. But now where did it go? So I'm going to give you a quick last-minute commercials here. You'll hear the song at the end of the show, so stay with us. All right.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
So my prayer for this Christmas Christmas everyone would know somebody cares. So I pray joy to the world, peace for every boy and girl, hope when life is hard, seems dark. I pray that every hungry soul will be fed and will be warm. Not a single solitary child would suffer harm. And more to find their ending as we take another view. My hope is that this Christmas prayer
Nick Jonas, and that was killer. It was so sweet. What a cute. Gosh. All right, we'll be right back. Listen to the news. I'll be right back.
This is USA Radio News. I'm Melody Burkett.